Have you ever met a young person way younger than you who's so much smarter, so much more accomplished, and, well, you know they're going places. They know what they're talking about, and they've got great ideas, and you just think, I've got nothing. Well, ABC Upper Hunter's Bridget Murphy had that exact experience this week at St. Mary's Primary School in Scone. Not once, not twice, but four times over. At the school, they've been taking part in something called the Virtual Academy, which lets the students develop an idea which will benefit their community. She met four Virtual Academy students with some pretty awesome ideas.
Hi, my name's Monty Ward-Thomas. I'm in Year 6 at St. Mary's Scone, and I've been working on a sustainable e-bike project that converts normal e-bikes into a sustainably run e-bike.
If we go for a little bit of background, what's an e-bike?
An e-bike is sort of like a motorbike, except it's run on electric power that runs from a battery into a motor in the front wheel or in the middle of the bike. It's based around the Newcastle-Sydney area because nowadays you have a lot of commuter paths in Newcastle, and this would just be an easier, sustainable way of transporting from your house to work or from the tram or sustainable train to work.
And how would it benefit the environment in Newcastle?
Well, in Newcastle there's a lot of cars and there's a big highway running through sort of Glenrock area. I thought since there's quite a lot of mountain bike trails at Glenrock, it would be good to implement my solution there so that there's less carbon dioxide and there's an ocean right next to it, so it stops global warming. There's a thing called solar paint which collects moisture from the air and puts it into electricity, which can then power my battery into a motor. And there's a thing called a dynamo which collects electricity from magnets spinning around a copper plate in the wheel, which creates electric atoms, and then that converts into actual electricity into the battery and then into the motor, which helps them ride.
Well, wow, I'm going to trust what you said is working. Great job.
I've done 4 months of maths on this. Took a while.
Hi, my name is Lydia Cooper. I'm in Year 5 at St. Mary's Scone, and my project was to build a big attraction in Scone to attract more people.
So what sort of big thing were you hoping would come to Scone?
Probably a big horse, because Scone is the horse capital of Australia, so it just makes it more relevant that way.
Yeah, and have you seen, you know, I'm thinking like the big banana, I'm thinking the big bench out in Broken Hill. Have you ever seen any of those places?
We have seen a couple of them.
And how do you think it would attract more people to come to visit Scone?
Because if you made it big enough that you could put stairs and things leading through, you could climb all around through it, and you could add some things at the top like an eating area and an overview from Scone, and that would attract more people because Scone, it is quite a lovely place if you see it from in the sky.
Absolutely. So you're thinking of a really big course?
Yes.
How big do you think?
Probably at least 30 metres tall.
Oh wow, and where do you think it could go in town?
There is a big clearing near the bypass. I was thinking there because it would be good if people drove past, they would see it.
Hi, my name's Jackson Wells and I'm in Year 5, and my project for the Virtual Academy was to try to find a way to get more people living in Scone.
And how do you think we could attract more people to live here in Scone?
Well, I was thinking like somewhere that everyone could go. So my idea was a PCYC, because it would mean that instead of travelling, say, to Musselbrook to go somewhere, you could just travel to Scone and it'd be right there.
What are the things that you would have included in your PCYC?
Well, you could have like a basketball court or a netball court for indoor sports, or you could have some shops or restaurants and stuff like that.
How do you think if we got more people living here in Scone, how do you think it would make the town feel?
I think it'd make the town feel proud that they've been able to accomplish something like getting a huge population rise in a small amount of time.
Do you think we could ever get to the point where we look like maybe Newcastle or Sydney with all the big high rises, or do you think that's too much?
I think that that's too much for a little area like Scone, because it's still a small place, but you still want lots of things in there. So you don't want it too big, but you don't want it too small either.
Hello, my name is Albert, and I'm in Year 5 at St Mary's.
And Albert, what was your idea?
My idea was to put a biodigester to which turns horse manure into electricity to power Scone.
So how would you use that horse manure to make electricity?
It goes into a tank, and in that tank it collects all the methane that rises from the horse manure, which then gets passed into a bladder, which converts it sort of into electricity a bit more, and then it can be used as a power source around town.
And is that good for Scone, for the environment?
Yes, and since Scone is the horse capital of Australia, we have a lot.
I was about to say, there's plenty of horse manure around Scone.
Yeah.
And do you think, how long, if you know, if it was picked up, how do you see it all working?
Well, firstly, I reckon it'd just be rolled around to the major electricity users in town. But then as it gains more popularity, a lot of people would start taking it up, and then we could start hooking it up to power lines and the smaller states, and then into the whole of Scone was powered by.
Fantastic. Well, awesome idea.
Thank you.
Bringing new meaning to horsepower, Albert Yule from St Mary's in Scone with his idea for a poo-powered Scone. Bridget Murphy with that fantastic story. I'd love to see that happen one day.